Welcome to Silver Grain Connection, the entire world of analog photography in a podcast. Today we have a special guest. Oleg Kalyavin is the man behind OK Vintage Camera, and I do mean the man. He runs a one-man show, from the extensive knowledge required to service just about any mechanical camera, to writing emails in multiple languages, to packing and shipping parcels. Oleg lives in Russia and specializes in Soviet cameras produced in the former USSR during the Cold War. He's been at it since 2001, or much longer if you count the repairs he did on his own cameras even as a schoolboy. Film camera repair has been Oleg's main source of income since 2016, allowing him to put his IT business on a back burner. A main component of his service is CLA, and Oleg takes it to a new level, completely disassembling each unit. I'm looking forward to hearing his thoughts about these Soviet cameras, which are often maligned and perhaps unfairly. So, welcome, Oleg.
Hello, hello. Glad to be here.
Well, we're very glad to have you. And exactly where are you? Can you tell us a little bit about your city?
I'm living in Yoshkar-Ola. It's not big city, located around 1,000 kilometers to east from Moscow. It's a middle of European part of Russia.
Wow.
I see. Wow, that's
1,000 kilometers.
So how many people are in your city? About how big is it?
Around 200,500 people.
Oh, okay. So it's not actually very small. That's a pretty good size. I think that's actually not much smaller than Frankfurt, which is near where we're located. So,
yeah, no, we have two universities here. Oh. I graduated from one of it. I graduated as a radio engineer.
Okay.
It was
many years ago.
That's great. So, actually, I was wondering, do you see a lot of young people who are shooting film in Russia now?
No.
Oh, really?
Maybe it's we can see people with film cameras in Moscow and St. Petersburg, but not in Russia, not in small countries. Absolutely. Okay. Here we have not a place to process films. I do myself black and white. But for C41 process, no place to develop film.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that would make it difficult.
but you definitely photograph on film.
Photography have two sides. One is art, and other is technical. Side of mm-hmm. photography. I prefer a technical side. I love photo cameras more than shooting.
Okay.
I shoot, I develop films, but mostly for testing.
So you started your passion of repairing cameras. That was kind of a hobby first. And then it went into business?
It was a hobby. It was I started to collect cameras. It was many years ago, that time when to Russia came Kodak and processing labs. And many people take a site of old cameras and start using point and shoot plastic cameras. Mm. And many cameras was not needed to people, and they became cheap. I start buy more and more. I got a big collection, and one day I need a repairing that cameras, and I start do it by myself. It was just for me only. Next step is offering repair service to other people, and it became a side business.
So when you started, the Russian or the Soviet camera industry was already collapsed. There was most of the things were gone or companies were gone. Did you have problems with spare parts at the beginning?
No any problems. I got a huge quantity of spare parts from KMZ, Krasnogorsky mechanical plant, where made Zenits and Zorkis.
And Horizon also, I just
bought almost all.
So what are the majority of cameras you are getting for repair?
Many Soviet cameras, around the half of total. Other is Leicas and Contaxes.
So talking about Leica, is that these are pre-war German Leicas, or is that M3, M4, the more modern from the 50s?
I do repair for old screw mount Leicas. Mm-hmm. And M2 and M3, not older.
Okay. And from which countries do you get? I mean, you have a lot of international customers. You get in from all over the world, I heard?
From all globe.
Okay.
Korea, but Japan, the most is United States and European Union.
Mm-hmm. And what cameras are coming mostly? Is that Fates or Leningrads, or what is the most common camera you have to service?
I think Zorki. It's the most popular Soviet.
I was going to ask, what do you think is the most reliable Soviet camera? Because many people here, I think, have this idea that many Soviet cameras, you can't rely on them. They will all break or they have problems. But what do you think? Are there really reliable Soviet cameras?
I think any Soviet camera after proper servicing is reliable. When we take in hand old camera made 17 years ago, and if it had not any service, it cannot work good. If camera serviced, it will reliable.
But are there any camera brands that are known to be very unreliable or almost impossible to service because there are no spare parts anymore or break down constantly? Are there something you should avoid if you want to buy Russian cameras?
You should avoid camera produced in 60s, 70s, all made before 60s. Soviet cameras much better. So old cameras is better than.
Why is that?
What?
Why is that? Why are the older ones so much better?
Soviet economy was something special. The target of Soviet economy was producing many cameras for many people, and more producing makes no quality control. So later cameras made poorer compared to older cameras. So if you have a choice to take camera from 50s or from 60s, 50s will be better.
I can tell that because I have a Salyut 1B from 1961, and this camera is as good as a Hasselblad. I have several Hasselblads, and I must say it is so well made. And I have also the feeling that they used more parts. The parts are all polished, the screws are chrome plated, so you can definitely see that. That's my experience, and it works till today without any problem.
So, if in my opinion, what is the best of Russian camera? In my opinion, I prefer Zorky one. It's stylish like Leica. And it's simple. And if you do a good service, if clean inside, it will work many, many years.
Are there any cameras that you don't like to repair, that you don't like to work on? You will do it, but you don't really like it?
Soviet industry tried to do a professional cameras. You know, maybe it's Almaz by Lamo, or some Kiev cameras. The Soviets try to do professional, complex, sophisticated cameras. The most problem of Soviet industry is materials. Bad steel. Parts may bend in place when they shouldn't bend.
How about the Kiev 10? The Kiev 10 is a very, very interesting camera with a very interesting shutter, with that fan blade shutter, which is, I think, a unique design. Even the design itself shows that the engineers had great ideas. How is this camera?
If you want to repair, you may send. I'll do.
I have one. Yes, it needs to be repaired.
Not a problem. But it's really crazy to make fan blades. Shutter is. I still do not know why. For what?
Yeah, it's the only one. It's the only one with that fan blade shutter. This kind of like I was really impressed when I saw it. And it has an automatic. It has automatic exposure. That's also interesting. It uses a solar panel, in fact, for electricity, and has automatic exposure. So there were some kind of very interesting designs. Looks a little bit like a science fiction, 1960s science fiction camera.
Yes.
When was this camera made? The whole is the design.
The Kiev 10.
Yeah.
End of 60s. Okay. That is really interesting design. The entire design is crazy. It's very, very cool. It's also the, I think there's also another one, a compact camera, also with a ring in front of a selenium cell ring. Do you know the one which I'm talking about? It also looks like a box. I think Zorki 10. Oh, yeah, exactly. The Zorki 10, yes. Yes.
Zorki 10 and another Zorki 12 for Rapid film.
Yes.
Yeah. It's smaller.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So although also you repair these cameras.
You will get a huge package from Marwan soon, I think.
I can't remember. No one customer who sent me a Zorki 10.
Okay. It's also a very crazy design. As it looks very cool. Yeah.
Regarding package sizes, did you or your customers ever had any problems with customs?
I think customs crazy in every country. So sometimes it happens, yes. They may delay parcel and filling forms and may take 5 visits to customs.
Sometimes, oh my God. Oh no.
Sometimes it happens. So I prefer a low declared value.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it works.
Is there, in the countries of the former Soviet Union, like in Russia or Belarus or all these, are there also a big community of camera collectors who are collecting Soviet era cameras, or is that more rare?
Most former Soviet Union cameras more popular abroad of Russia and former Soviet Union. Not so many collectors in Russia and other countries, former Soviet.
Okay.
Most of Europe and United States.
You also repair lenses?
No. I do repair lenses, but I do not like it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So no advertising. Do not send Oleg your lenses. Only send Oleg your cameras. So do Russians collect any cameras, or are they just more interested in buying newer ones? Do they collect maybe Leicas or Hasselblads, or are they just not very many collectors in Russia?
As I know, most Russian collectors collect Russian cameras. For a long time, Soviet Union and Russia was closed from other world. So Russia is not the best place for buying Leicas, for example.
Yes, I expect that's true. I just wondered, since now it's possible to go on to different online sites from wherever you are, if that had somehow become popular in Russia. But I guess it makes sense that you collect things that you know and that are part of something that you love, a culture that you love. That makes sense.
There's also, but you also repair Western cameras. So like, what is a typical Western camera beside the Leica? Are you also repairing, for example, wide looks or cameras like that? Like the Japanese Horizon?
Actually, I do repair for many different cameras. I like reverse engineering, and any new camera, when I got to my hand, it's just a challenge. It's very interesting to understand how it works when you have a broken device. Easy to understand how it works when you good working, something good working. But when you open, disassemble, takes apart a broken camera, I started just thinking how it may work. If one people project this, I can understand how it works.
When someone goes to the flea market, the photographic flea markets, and sees Zorkis or Kiev's or any other Russian camera, and if he or she is interested in buying it, what should he or she look at, especially if he want to get sure to get a decent camera, which hopefully works a lot as most of the time? Are there any telltale signs with problems usually known to these cameras?
As I said, most problem is cloth and rubber. Curtains of all cameras, rubber curtains, may leave for 4 or 5 decades. So when you find Zorki on flea market, just turn off lens and touch by finger curtains. If they hard and deformed, it means camera non-working. In my opinion, the most important is a cosmetical shape outside, how it look outside. If it clean, if it looks nice, I can do it working again. So you will receive a working and nice looking camera. If you found something looks not so good, you cannot restore a chrome coating. If a metal coating is not shining, you cannot restore it. But if you find a nice looking camera, it's possible to repair a broken camera, but no way to restore a bad-looking camera.
So do you have also cameras for sale? I'm sure that you have a lot of cameras on your website. Are you selling also cameras? Because maybe that is even the best way. You need not to send it twice first and then again. So maybe better get from you directly.
Yes, but for some people, their own cameras have a sentimental value. Mm-hmm. Yes. I often receive cameras we've noted. This is a camera of my grandpa. Mm. This is a camera of my father. I want to restore it completely. Mm-hmm. So in this case, people send and pay to two-way, yes.
Okay. But if someone wants to buy, because I am searching a long time for a working Leningrad, I have one and the rangefinder is not working, so so I should send that to you and you could repair it. you can repair the rangefinder, or is that because, I mean, they have this special corrosion problem on the Leningrad. Is that with all Leningrads, or?
Now I'm in progress of making new base frame for rangefinder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I made a model plastic.
Mm-hmm.
It works, but it's not so strong like needed.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to casting, but no success. It's need a high-tech casting technology under pressure. So next step is milling from by CNC machine. Mm-hmm. Hope within next 2 or 3 months I'll got a new base frame, and I'll be able to restore Leningrads with broken rangefinder.
Great, that's perfect. I think that's definitely something the world needs, because no, really, I mean, this is a beautiful camera. The Leningrad was, I think that was in the 1950s. It got a prize on the World Exhibition in Brussels in 1958 because it was a groundbreaking design. I mean, it is a motorized, in fact, it has a spring motor, and it takes one frame per second, I think. Am I right?
Depend on spring. Quality of production in the Soviet Union and Russia was very different. Mm-hmm. If you are lucky, you may got up to 19 shots.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, but the viewfinder is even better than in the Leica. If you just look to it, the viewfinder is amazing. And it's pity that that the rangefinder is unfortunately having this corrosion problem because of, I think, it's zinc corrosion, I think, isn't it?
Yes,
zinc gets white. Yeah. I have seen some kind of very interesting solutions you had. There was a toothed wheel, and the tooth were broken out, and you just, like a dentist, you could repair them. So it's always so crazy and funny to see how people are able to repair things. Is that a typical Russian thing? Because I've noticed a lot of people from Eastern Europe and from Russia, they were very clever in finding solutions. A German says, oh, I can't get the spare part. I have to stop the repair. We can't repair it. And the Russian says, okay, let me see what you have in your kitchen. We make it run. You know?
I don't know what to say.
I think means it's true. Yeah.
You remember, yes. I was like a dentist implanting teeth.
Yes. And it worked. So it's
worked.
I have never seen something like this, because I mean, everybody would say you have to throw it away; it is broken, and you repaired it. So that is really something, which is, I mean, if we think for the future of the planet, and we have really a problem with repairs, and I mean, throwing away is not really the best solution for a lot of things. And I think if people would take care more about the things and use their brain more in repairing and keeping things running, I think that would also help the environment. So not only for collectors, and I think there is some kind of knowledge which is very important also for the analog community, that we have people who are able to train. Are there some people who ask you, Oleg, I would pay you if you teach me how to repair cameras?
No one asked me.
Okay. Would you do that?
But some people ask me equations, and I mm-hmm. always answer. Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, in a good question should contain half of answer. Mm-hmm. If guy thinking about it, I'll help.
Okay. Do you like also the beauty of the cameras, the shape? Is that a beautiful?
How it looks and not only how it works.
Yeah, the beautiful design, for example, classic design, or is that something?
Okay, thank you. I love both side of how it's beauty outside, and when I take it apart, I see if it's beauty inside.
Mm-hmm.
some construction may be beauty too. Mm-hmm. Inside construction may be nice, maybe sophisticated, maybe I open camera and understand that guy who projected was a very clever guy.
Mm-hmm.
So camera may be nice outside and inside too.
was there something that you learned about this? I mean, we talked about the economic side of the philosophy of the Soviet industry, how to produce and produce a lot in quantities. Is that also giving you an idea about the mentality of the people at the time? So could you learn something out of this? Because I think Russia was, or Soviet Union was, in fact, by far the biggest camera manufacturer in the world at the time. Mm-hmm. I think even the Japanese were not producing as much cameras as the Russian camera industry did. So a lot of people don't know that. So did you learn something out of that? Or do you have a kind of, is that a kind of connection to the former history of your country?
Of course, I read and old books. I have many old books about cameras, about history of cameras. Mm-hmm. I contact to people who write about history of camera. For example, on Krasnogorsky mechanical plant, one guy built a nice site about materials, about Zenith, mm-hmm. Horizons. Maybe you know it's zenithcamera.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
site.
Yes.
Dmitry Kopp, yeah. Dmitry Kopp is mm-hmm. Owner of the site.
Mm-hmm. So you also would have a contact to former people who worked in the camera industry.
Yes. Yeah. Of course, I always may ask him about something if mm-hmm. it's interesting for me. Or mm-hmm. other people ask me. It's okay. Community is not so big, so mm-hmm. almost we know each other. Mm-hmm.
But you cannot meet each other because you're so far away. I'm sure he's 1,000 kilometers away from you or something, because yes. your country is very big. So you have never met, but the internet gives the possibility to mm-hmm. meet online like we do. Yes. Yeah.
The tools that you use in your workshop, are they difficult to find? Is it hard to find mm-hmm. the tools mm-hmm. you need?
Some tools I ordered for producing from other people. Some tools I bought from retired local camera repair. Here was one guy. He is very old now, so he sold me all his tools.
Was there camera industry in your country, in your city?
What?
Was there a camera industry also in your city?
No, in my city was optic production. Here located is a big plant, was a big plant in Soviet time, that produced military equipment.
Ah, okay.
I was graduated as a radio engineer for military purpose.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if I need a tool special, something special, I can write it, I can draw it, and find the guy who can make it.
So, Oleg, thank you very much for joining us today and sharing your love of your Soviet cameras. It was really nice to speak to you.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
And I hope that we will have some articles from you on our Silver Grain Classics website so that people can learn even more about the Soviet cameras. And we hope that we'll be able to get people away from thinking that they are all unreliable and you shouldn't buy them. So we just need...
Sure, if you think that way, you can all give it to Marwan and Marwan...
Yes, exactly. I'll even pay for the shipping. That's now to everyone. If you think your camera is bad, send me an email. I'll take it from you and pay for the shipping.
And Karis will hate us both now.
That's okay. True. Yes, I will. But it's been very fun talking to you, and we will definitely try to bring more of your knowledge out to our readers and mm-hmm. listeners in the future. Mm-hmm. So yes, thanks again. And I hope everybody will stay tuned for our next podcast. Thanks, and bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.